tradition, Rosie on the House. We're here to answer any question you might have. Not a lot of questions today. The lines are open, 1-888-767-4348. If you've had trouble reaching us in the past due to busy signals, which is generally the case, I want you to know that we've got open lines right now. My sweet wife, sweet Jennifer, is there acting as the operator and call screener because we've lost our call screener. My daughter, Julia, moved to Minneapolis. She actually got to the house last night, the new house just last night.
I called her. Our newsletter subscribers probably noticed it. You know, we sent it out on Thursday. It didn't go out on Thursday because I had training scheduled all day, and I was supposed to send out the newsletter, and I forgot Julia was gone, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, on the road, she couldn't do it, so it got sent out Friday. But I called her just to verify before I sent everything out. And speaking of washer and dryers, they had James's truck and then towed Julia's car on a trailer. Well, they had unloaded Julia's car, and they were going to get the washer and dryer while they could still put it on the trailer before they returned it at 5 o'clock at night.
You know, one of the appliances that are available at homes today that haven't been in the past, we're going to have a little bit of fun here talking about older appliances, antique appliances, and some of the new appliances. You know, solar panels are an appliance of sort with the inverter.
Powered, and
whatnot. Absolutely. And you know what? Everybody has so much confusion about the solar industry. It's still one of the industries we get the most questions on during the week. The Corporation Commission's kind of changing the way things are handled and the way the subsidies and the net metering and all of that. So we're flooded with questions all the time. And people always want to know, where should we go? Where should we get the answers? Well, I'll tell you the way to get the answers is get to the folks at Harmon Solar. Give them a ring at 800-281-3189. HarmonSolar.com. They're offering a $400 referral fee when they install with Harmon Solar. So if you know anyone who wants to save money on their electric bill, then you could help them and help yourself by referring them to Harmon Solar. The hot weather's here. The time to go solar with Harmon is now. Now while you can get it installed and still offset some of the summertime electric bills. Stay cool with the heat of the sun. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but solar panels are one of the appliances that now makes sense getting installed at your home. And we'll be talking more about Harmon Solar, solar power, and appliances here. We've got some calls coming in. Why don't we go ahead and take them, Romy? And no, there is still an open line at 1-888-767-4348 as we're broadcasting live from the broadcast RV parked out at the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show.
And we're going to go on the road. Speaking of RVs, our first call, we're going to start this morning almost as far south in Arizona you can get and still be in the state, Sierra Vista.
Nice, nice. Love
Christine,
Sierra Vista.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, had to pull over here for a second.
Good, good girl.
In regards to the price comparison of appliances from the 50s to now,
yes.
Washers in the 50s would last 25 years and would have maybe no repairs.
They were bulletproof, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to be factored into the cost. I mean, I've given up appliance repair. The repairman always comes out, and his estimate is 50% to two-thirds the price of a new one. So it's totally.
You know, that's exactly the article that we have written this week in the Arizona Republic is when you do have to get the repair technician out there and they give you a quote on the repair, when do you make the call? Okay, I'll pay for the repair. No, I'd like you just to haul the thing away. Can I pay you to haul away so I go shop for a new one? And Christine's about right. About the time that it gets to about a half the price of a new one, is about the time you need to think, okay, how old is this thing? I'm going to put this much money in it, and I could go get a brand new one for twice as much. But she's right. I mean,
we recently replaced a dishwasher. And when I pulled it out, because it stopped draining, so I'm like, what's the pump? I can I can figure this out.
There you go. There you go.
Out. I yank it out, take it outside, flip it upside down. The whole thing, I can pick up this dishwasher by myself. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's plastic. The reason that and we ended up replacing it because the only part on it that was metal, the pump, was the part that needed to be replaced, which was half the cost of a new unit. So
exactly.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy a pump when it's, you know, so, I mean, it. I think when she was talking about the bulletproof of it, that is a big factor. The expensive part on it is the mechanical part because so much of the rest of the things are plastics anymore.
It is.
All right. Hardy from Tucson, Arizona is our next caller online. And before we bring David in, talking, oh boy, sounds like we got some root problem. Hardy?
I'm on now.
Yes, right. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I have a septic tank that we pumped out, and down in the bottom of it, there was a big root. I would like to know who's got a hazard outfit that can go down and cut the root out. And at that point, can you use blue stone to keep the root from coming back again?
All right. Let me think about this question and how I would respond to it. We're going to go to a bottom of the hour break, and Hardy, when we get back, I'll have an answer for you. I'm going to have to dig back in my Rolodex for this one.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.